About 5 years ago, I was on the Big Year, and Dave and Chloe, I don't think they were married then, they were both on the Big Year, and Emma Hawkins and Simon Swazinski, and so we had a great time. We went to Albania, and while we were in Albania, we went to a place called Durrës, which is part of Illyricum, and it's where Paul went on his missionary journey, but we're going to hear more about that. We were hosted by YWAM in Tirana, and Julian over there is on the YWAM Albania board, and we heard that Alma and Alket were coming over to do a sort of tour around different churches and YWAM groups, and so we were very pleased to invite them to come here and tell us about a bit about themselves and what they're doing. And Alma is a frightening prophet, so if you don't want to be prophesied over, don't go anywhere near her afterward. But she can be extremely accurate in things that she said, and I think she's got one or two things she'd like to say about this congregation as well. So why don't you both come up now? They've got PowerPoint, which they're going to show us. So they can move out of the way of the screen. Do you want to stand up there? That's good.
So lovely to be here with you. So first I would like, we will start with that, sharing what really God has been doing and what he's doing still in Albania. And then I have some words that I would like to share with you, for you as a congregation.
This is my beautiful family. We have 3 children, Bethesda, 13 years old, Yera, 9, and Rueli, 7. The meaning of their name are, Bethesda is house of grace, it's in the Bible, for sure. Yera is stronger and compassion, and Rueli is a friend and shepherd of God. Next, please. So we are sharing briefly a little bit of the history of Albania, and to share what God is doing in our nation now.
So Albania is a very beautiful country. Really, God has been very generous with us. So when he created all the world, then he said, okay, let it be Albania also, because I want Albania to reflect myself. So he placed such big mountains that we can understand the greatness of God, but also he placed very beautiful valleys and a very soft climate in our country, so we can have fresh fruits and vegetables throughout all the year. And also then he said, you know, God never, it's enough for him. So every time he likes to give us more and more. So then he created all the west part of our nation with a coast sideline, so with a sea where the Adriatic and the Ionian Sea come together, so that we can understand a little bit about the deepness of his love for us.
When I'm sharing for Albania, I tell them people, we are the same Israel without wilderness. But in fact, our nation was all the time in wilderness. Why? First of all, I want to say, Albania is in the Bible. In Romans 15:19, Paul said, I proclaim the gospel from Jerusalem to Illyricum. That Illyricum was our old name for our nation. For us, is Illyria. It means freedom. But the funny is, all the time, other countries invade us, and we stay under them. 1600 years ago, we changed the name in Albania. It means land of eagles. I like both names, really. I think it's a prophetic thing. So, two important people for our nation is Skanderbeg and Mother Teresa. Skanderbeg was a guy who is fighting for our nation to protect the Christianity in Albania, but at the same time, he protect Europe at the time, because very dangerous time for Europe when Turkish army want to go in Italy. So inside us as a nation, we have a warrior spirit, and we have Mother Teresa. I don't know if you know or not. He's Albanian. So we are people who love others and want to bless them in mission.
And then as you read there, in 1912, Albania was declared an independent country. But just 1 year after that, some big nations, six of them, including England, they decided they will divide the land of Albania into the other nations. We have forgiven you guys, don't worry. So a part of Albania then was given to Montenegro, a part of that was given to Yugoslavia, or like to Serbia, that now it's Kosovo. A part of our land was given to Macedonia, and a part of our land was given to Greece. So in that time, we can say like it was so bad for our country. So in the red is the old map of Albania, and then here at the bottom, you can see the new map that is now actually Albania.
But almost for 50 years, we stay under communism. This is a very difficult time, really. In 1967, we decided to not believe in God. We wrote the thing in constitute. This is Enver Hoxha, was dictator of the nation. Just in that side, you see 700,000 bunkers around the country because we have a stupid idea to protect ourselves from other nations. And we have a lot of poverty and different things. I can explain a little thing. 30 years ago, I'm staying 3 or 4 hours in line in a shop to buy a kilo of cheese in a month for my family. But
God is amazing. Even that we, just imagine, we Albanians, who have an apostolic foundation in Christianity because of Paul, we kicked God out of our country, saying, pretending like we are the God of our own nation, and then suffered so much. And even those 700,000 bunkers show how much fear was in our country. But meanwhile, thousands of people around all the world, they were praying for us. So then, it wasn't an accident, but on 1991, the communism fell in Albania. So at that time, hundreds and thousands of teams, missionaries from churches and organizations, they came to Albania and they gave birth again to the church in Albania. And one of those was also YOM Albania, or Youth with a Mission.
So, just to explain some ministries what we have now. This is a training school we have for 5 to 6 months in Albania. We're training young people. The school is international school. We have staff and students from different nations. Because, if you remember, I said we have a warrior spirit, but we have a calling to go on a mission. So our heart is to prepare a second generation of leaders in Albania and to send them outside. I can explain you a little bit. The church now in Albania is almost 20 years old, but we send missionary in different countries. We send missionary in Bosnia, in Kosovo, in Macedonia, in Greece, in Cyprus, in Turkey. Last week, I heard a guy now is in Philippines. So, now some pictures for our ministries in Albania. They are national ministry, with children ministry, worship ministry. This is another city in an area of Roma people. We bought a house there and we are working in the middle of this area. Family ministry, and there are teams that are coming in our country to bless us. So, as again, we are part of the church in our city. Tours is a second big city in Albania, and we are have a different ministry there. You can see pictures in different ministry to do it. Three couples, we are the leader of the church. Around 200-250 people in the church working together. So it's just we're taking care for our wives there. So
as we said, our heart is training new leaders and also training and sending out missionaries. So we said that like the big nations, they divided Albania. But in that time we could feel like, oh, it was bad for Albania. But if we see it now, That is an open gate. It's a good possibility for Albanians to go and to reach the Balkans, especially the Muslim nations like Macedonia, where Albanians are there, and they resist to the gospel because of the Orthodox belief of the Macedonians or of the Serbians or even in Greece. So we feel like even that it seemed bad, still it's God's plan. So we can reach those nations also. And because like 60% of the population in Albania, they are cultured Muslim, which means they don't practice their faith, but just they pretend they are Muslims. But this is an open gate for us to go into the Muslim nations. So really we see ourselves that we are called into missions. Albanians can learn very easily the foreign languages. And there are thousands of Albanians, immigrants in the other nations, and they can adapt very easily to the cultures and to the languages. That is again a sign from God that we are called into missions. So really what we are doing is we are going throughout, like in England, challenging the churches and challenging the YWAM bases. Come and join us in the work that God is doing in Albania. We really would like to challenge even you guys. Take a time and pray before God. God, what is the role that you would like me to play for this nation? God, would you like me to pray for them? Would you like me to go there, maybe for a short visit or with a short outreach team or as a long missionary? Would you like me to bless them financially in the project that they are doing? Because I believe when we bless others, we are blessed also. God says in the Bible, it's more blessed the one who gives than the one who receives. But I don't think that he meant only the money. I believe that he meant everything that we have. So we strongly believe that a second revival is coming in our nation. While the first one was in the 90s when we got saved, a second one is coming. I could share with you just a little testimony. Only a month ago, we were in the church meeting, and then suddenly I saw a vision. And the vision was like an earthquake was happening in our city, and the walls were falling down. And then I saw like an opening in heaven, and I heard the word, soon it will rain. And I saw like a tunnel between earth and heaven, and I heard that is a birth tunnel. So I shared that with the church and saying like, God is preparing things for us, so a new thing is coming to us. But then only 2 days after that, 100 earthquakes happened in our city, real ones. And 7 of them were so strong that we could feel it physically.
24 hours.
Yeah, all this happened in 24 hours. And immediately after then, it started to rain. So God really is shaking and shifting things in Albania. And we would like to challenge you guys, come and be part of what God is doing in Albania.
Just short, not because we are good people, but because we denied God in 1967, God will show the world and the devil, I will use this nation to bless others. Small country, but we'll bless others. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah. Before doing that, can we take a few minutes so they can hear from God?
Go for it.
I love hearing from God. So before sharing and praying for you as a congregation, I would like if we can take a few minutes now, just a couple minutes because God speaks fast, to understand if God would like to speak to you personally about how you could bless Albania. Okay? Shall we close the eyes and just be in his presence for a couple of minutes. God, we believe that isn't an accident that we are here today. God, we believe what the Bible says, that everything works for the best of the ones who love you and who are chosen by you. So God, I pray that your Holy Spirit will speak now to everyone in this church, the ones that you have called, God, to bless this nation, Albania. And God, I pray that you'll give now revelations to every one of us. What is the way, God, how we can bless Albania? God, what would you like us? what kind of role you would like us to play in this nation while you are moving there. I pray that you'll speak to each heart now and to every spirit. Amen. You can keep praying when you'll go at home and understand. So now I have some words about you guys. The first thing that I felt was a verse from Ephesians 3:12. In him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. So the first thing that I felt was, guys, do not be pleased just with the idea going until the door of the throne room isn't enough. You have the freedom to enter in the God's throne room. Use it, that freedom. Don't stay just because it was a feeling like you were going until the door of the throne room and you were pleased there and you were just staying there. But I felt like God was saying, no, I want you to come in. I want to sit together with you at the same table. And I would like to talk with you, to discuss things with you. So take courage and use that freedom and that confidence that he has given to you. And then I felt that God wants to give you, as a church, bigger lungs, you call it? Here? Because it's coming a new breath in you that is totally different. You cannot handle if he doesn't do this. So just surrender yourself in God and wait for that thing. And just be like, really surrender yourself while he works in you and he gives you a bigger lung. Sorry. And then I felt like the soil in Marlow was ready, was soft, and I could feel the hotness of the soil, which meant that was ready to be plowed, you say? To be plowed, and also to put the seed, to throw the seed on that, to plant the seed. So it's the time. Also, I saw that the spirit of the soil was mixed with the spirit of heaven. So was the time when they have come both at the same level and they are flowing together in Marlow. And then I felt that the worship team that you have, and especially the guy who was singing, you have a gift in writing new songs. So I really would encourage you, while you worship, don't be focused only the words of there at the screen and at the words of the songs, but flow in the spirit. Because God wants to give you new songs that at the moment when you are singing, those things are being sang in the heaven or sung in the heaven. And so you'll hear them and you'll bring them down. And then from Marlow will be written like new songs. So flow in that. Don't stop that. It was so powerful while you were singing and worshiping today that I felt like, oh yeah, just keep going. It's just a little bit more than that. And then you could flow in the prophetic worship that was coming from heaven here. And then I heard the church bell. Sorry, I have too much maybe. So I heard the church bell ringing, like the Catholic one or the Orthodox one. And I saw a picture like the queen was giving birth to a baby and the king came there and he gave a new name. And I felt like Marlow is in a birth timing. And God himself was coming and was giving a new name to Marlow and was Flo. That was the new name. And then I saw God that he was giving you physical signs. Even like the clouds and even the stars in the sky will be like a sign for you. You'll notice a difference. And you'll be like, oh yeah, what is that? That isn't normal. We haven't seen that before. But because God wants to give that to you, like physical sign, not just spiritual ones. And then I felt like when this church has been founded, I don't know who found it and how has that happened and what kind of words they have received. But the people who founded this church, they have done a covenant with God. God has given them some verses, some promises. And God is saying, I haven't forgotten those. I am a God who keeps the promises. And I saw like a rainbow over this church. And God always was saying, I am faithful. I'll fulfill those promises. And they weren't for nothing. But the dream of those people, I am still remembering, and I'll fulfill those dreams. So this was what it was in my heart.
We were yesterday in Marlow. It was very peaceful land, place, city. But when we start the worship, I understood, oh, come from this chair, from the worship, when we are worshiping God. So it's a blessing. So thank you.
Yeah. So usually what happens when a prophetic word is released, I don't know, maybe you know, we do a reaction or like a, how you say that, we accept that or we do something. So if you are agreeing, you really would like to have this word in your life and in your congregation, I would invite you to stand up. And while I pray for you, based on what I have received, then just accept what God is going to do with you. God, I say thank you very much. Thank you, God, for this church, and thank you, God, for these people. Thank you, God, for the new breath that you are bringing here. And I pray, God, that from now on, you'll start to create these big lungs in them, God, so that the new breath that is coming from your mouth, God, to their bodies, that new breath will come in them, God. And I pray that while they will receive that new breath, they will be able also, God, to give away to the others. And God, I pray that while you are moving in this city, while the soil is so hot and so warm and ready to be, really, to be planted, God, I pray that you'll give them the courage and the faith to go and plant the seeds, God. And I pray that while all this thing of birth is happening in this city, and while the Marlow as a whole city is coming to a birthplace, to a birth time, God, I pray that every one of them will be ready, God, to accept and to receive the new babies that are coming. And God, I pray they will be really nurses there to welcome these babies. And each of these people here, God, they will be used to receive these babies, but also to feed them, to train them, and to raise them up as godly persons. And God, I pray that as you promise, God, that you are moving in this city and you are giving a new name, Flow. God, I pray that every one of people here, they will flow, God, in your spirit. They will flow, God. And this church also will flow not only in Marlow, but also in the other cities around them. God, I pray that while you are saying that you are a God, faithful one, that you are still keeping the promises, God, I pray that they will remind all the promises that you have given to them throughout the years, from the foundations of this church until now. And God, I pray they will live by those promises, and they will believe them, God, and they will walk like Peter on the water because of those promises. And God, I say thank you for the worship group, and especially for the guy, what is his name? Tail. No. God, I pray for him. God, I pray that he'll start to see visions from you, God. Open ones, God. While he worships, even maybe in his room or here in church, God, I pray that he will be able to see things from heaven, to understand the things before your throne, God, to understand what is going on, the conversations, God, that are done in the council of God. And he will be able, God, to bring down to earth those kind of conversations in writing new songs. God, I pray that you'll give him a kind of spirit that will be like David, who really loved you and worshipped you, God, because of his love for you. And I pray, God, that because of this love, he will flow in the Spirit and he will fill this church with your Spirit. I pray that you will give him discernment and you will give him, God, ability so that really he will be able to guide this church and to lead this church and take them before the God's throne God, I pray that you will anoint his hands, so while he plays the instruments, will not just be an instrument, but will be like playing with your spirit, God, like flowing wherever you go. And I speak protection over him, God, that you will protect him on his right side and on his left side. You will walk before him and you will be behind him, God. And I pray that really, as he will be like a trumpet for this church and for this city, like calling out for the God's movement, I pray, God, that you will be the one who will guide him. And you will be the one, God, who will blow to this trumpet while he is the trumpet, God. And I pray that you'll bring around him people with the same gifts, with the same abilities, with the same anointing, so that they really will be a team together, God, like you, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are working together. Amen. Thank you.
Just I want to say, let's open the gate of the heaven and bless of God to come in that church, in that city. And as the rivers go in this city, the blessing will go the same as the rivers going in ocean. The blessing from this city, from this church, to bless other nations. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Should we pray for these guys? If anyone wants to come and gather around them, feel free. Yeah, Lord, I just want to honor these guys. I just want to thank you. Thank you so much for them. I thank you so much for them. I just prophesy again. I prophesied to you before. I say I see an abundance of fruit coming. Too much fruit to handle. Too much fruit that you can handle. Too much fruit you can handle. Overwhelming of grapes, and we honor you, and we just pray. I don't know how I want to pray the biggest prayer I can play, you know, as much blessing as I could possibly bless you with, because you guys have just come and you've blessed us massively. I think, you know, what you brought was awesome. That's all I've got, really.
Father, we pray for Albania. We thank you that freedom is returning to that place, that you're breathing new life, new hope into that nation. Thank you, Father God, that you're using Albanians to do that. And we pray for release of the anointing that's upon these two. And we pray, Father God, for a spirit of reproduction to be upon them, that there'll be many, many Albanians. And we pray for that Muslim world in that region. We pray it will be infected with the goodness of God that flows out of Albania. And we pray that the reputation of Albania would change from how we see it in the West. As we pray, Father God, that we'll be able to stand and say, this is a place of blessing and of goodness and integrity and of hope and of peace. And we pray that spirit to flow out of that nation. No more corruption, no more fighting, no more anger. No more bad deals, no more bad reputation. But today we proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, a season of hope and of freedom, of integrity, authenticity, and goodness.
Lord, I want to pray for youth of the mission in Albania. I want to pray for all the young people that they'll come to those DTSs from all the different churches. And where there's discord within any church group, they'll all be unified by these young people who have a new vision of you and what you're doing in the country. I pray then they'll go out from Albania, and they will go into the rest of the world, and they'll just spread this special message. Just remember, Lord, when 5 years ago when we were at Skanderberg's hometown, and I remember Dave lying down on the top of a mountain and with the rest of us, and we're just praying out, just interceding for that nation. And it's just so exciting, Lord, just to see what you're doing in that nation with local people there. In Jesus' name we praise you.
want to pray for rest for both of you, that that as you rest in God's presence, that he'll just completely overwhelm you again and again and again. And and God just gave me a picture of a dartboard. Do you know a dartboard? It's a game where you throw darts, yeah? And like a dart being thrown and hitting ball, like the bullseye. Is bullseye in the middle, is it? In the middle, right in the centre. And I just sense God uses you like those darts. And when you go out and everything you do and when you speak and when you're just going out and touching people, that you're really touching that sort of that place of pain in their hearts. And I just see you bringing healing to so many people in your nation, that where there's been hurt from the past generations of wars and everything else, that you're going to bring a lot of healing into those places as you go. But those darts are carried by God's love and his rest and peace. So bless you.
I was reminded when we went to Albania, we were walking back from a restaurant, and in the field there was like loads of I don't know, they're glow worms or glow, like flies that glow. And what I felt was that God causes signs to make people wonder. And whatever, you know, we saw healings when we were there, but I want to pray the increase in that, that there will be miraculous signs that cause people to go, what did that? Who did that? How did that person get healed? And they'll go, oh, you know, is that God? And then you guys, obviously, your people will be able to direct them to God.
Awesome. Amen. Thank you. Right, so this afternoon I'm going to be talking on the kingdom of... No. the kids are due back in any minute. I'll just do my talking on the time. You know, Jesus says, you know, he teaches us to pray, and he says, you know, real simply, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And that's, you know, it's way bigger than Marlow, it's way bigger than the UK. And for me, it's just so encouraging to kind of, you know, hear the same narrative going on in Albania, that it goes on all around the world. We're part of something. It started as 12 guys with Jesus, and yet we're here today, and God's doing something all around the world. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. It's such a joy to be a part of. It really is. It's fantastic. So I think, as you know, as the youth and the kids come back in, I just thought that word that was given about actually